Welcome to More Than Likes from Really Layla, where we focus on the social and social media and not just likes. On this podcast, we discuss building community, we reveal how to increase engagement, and bring back the fundamentals of social media. For more episodes, check us out on reallylayla.com. Thanks for joining. Now here's your host, Dr. Layla Sammy.
Hello, and welcome to Really Layla's podcast with your host, me, Really Layla. I'm also known as Layla Sammy, and that's my real name, but again, my personal brand is Really Layla. Now, a little bit about posting. Posting on social media has become a lot easier than it once was, and there are a lot of tools that you can use to post information on social media. People always find it difficult to curate content, find new content. They always think, you know, what do I post on social media? My rule of thumb, my couple rules of thumb, or rules of fingers, I should say, are one, make sure anything you post on social media reflects your brand. Two, if you feel uncomfortable if your grandmother ever sees or the content or a future employer ever sees content, you don't want to post it, no matter what it is. And three, the content should always be things that are of interest to you. So what do I mean by that? For instance, in the morning, I wake up, the first thing I do is I look at the news. I look at the news, I look at certain websites such as Mashable, for instance, which is a great social media resource. I look at TechCrunch to see what's going on in tech. I look at Google Marketing Lands. I look at Social Media Today. I look at Social Media Examiner, Gary Vaynerchuk. I look at all of these sites and say, okay, what's going on? And then I read. I keep up with the industry news that is of interest to me. And that information you should post on social media. Why not? That reflects your brand. That's the type of topics that you want people to know about. And so that's one simple way of pushing content. You don't need to post about, you know, what you're eating for breakfast or what you're doing, but it's really posting about what is of interest to you and what you want people to see that is of interest to you. Because if it's of interest to you, it's very possible it's of interest to other people. So that's one tip. Another tip is to use sources that find content for you and then can help you actually push out the content. For instance, Buffer app has an application where it finds content based on keywords that you've selected, as well as content that it thinks you might find interesting based on what you're posting, as well as content that it thinks your community will find interesting. And once you have that information and you go to the Buffer app, you can just push out the content based on each channel that you have linked up with Buffer. Another app to use is Clout. Clout normally is used as a influence scoring tool, but what's interesting about Clout is it also finds content for you based on your keywords. So based on your keywords, you can find content and then you can schedule the content on times that are best for you to schedule content. It also finds the times that are most engaging for your community on social media as well. Buffer does the scheduling as well, but the difference is it just finds times that it thinks is best for you, but you really don't have as much control unless you go in and edit, where with Clout, you can actually choose the times and you can pick the times that you want content to go out, and then you can push out a number of articles instead of just one article during a certain time. Another tool that I like to use is Google Alerts. Google Alerts is a tool that scrapes the web based on keywords that you've predetermined, and it sends emails to you once new content is created on the web based on the keywords that you've selected. So for instance, if you put in global social media campaigns, put those in parentheses so it's the full phrase, anytime a new piece of content is posted on the internet that Google has scraped and has indexed on the internet, it will email you that content. And you can change the settings based on your preferences. But it's another great tool to find content, and then you can go through and schedule the content. You can use Buffer, you can use Clout, or you can use Hootsuite, which we'll talk about at a later date. These are just a couple of the tools that I use to make social media a little easier for myself, and that hopefully it will make social media posting a lot easier for you as well. Until next time, I will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of More Than Likes from Really Layla with your host, Dr. Layla Sammy. We appreciate your listening. Be sure to catch us next week and leave us some comments. And if you haven't done so, find us at reallylayla.social to learn more about our services and join our mailing list. And remember, it's more than just the likes. Until next time.